Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. www.realworldradio.fm.
6 months of injustice, possible closure of case involving the attack against Russian environmental activists without finding the attackers. This Thursday, 28th, marks 6 months since the attack suffered by Russian environmental activist Andrei Rudomaka, head of the Environmental Watch on North Caucasus, EWNC, in the southern city of Krasnodar. So far, no people have been detained. The organization is announcing the lack of action by the government and the authorities in charge of investigating the case. The EWNC is a member of the Russian Social Ecological Union, Friends of the Earth Russia. Activist Sofia Rusova, member of the Council of EWNC, said to Real World Radio this Thursday, the investigators do not investigate anything. Despite the widespread support of the society, criminals were not found, she added. But the situation gets even worse. The EWNC found out at the end of May that the case will be closed. Nevertheless, the activists will continue exerting pressure for the investigation to continue and to find out the truth about what happened. Rudomaka and other activists were assaulted in Krasnodar on December 28, 2017, after filming the illegal construction of a mansion on the Black Sea coast for high-ranking officials. Friends of the Earth International denounced in a press release issued on January 25th that the assailants fled with backpacks and cameras with footage of the construction. Rudomaka was hospitalized with skull fractures, a broken nose, and concussion after he was beaten by 3 masked men that evening. A journalist and 2 other activists were also hurt in the attack. It's hard to say how frightened we were after what happened, said Rusova to Real World Radio, and added that Rudomaka is now in good health.
Hello friends, greetings to you from Russia, from Krasnodar. Now the whole country is thinking about football, but we are not up to it. We have a lot of environmental problems which our organization is trying to solve. Indeed, today is 6 months from the day of the attack of the head of our organization. You know, his name is Andrei Rudomaka. It's hard to tell how frightened we were after that happened. Maybe you have seen photos in the internet. It was terrible. It was a lot of photos in the internet in December. Until mid-February, Andrei was on sick leave and try to walk from a hospital. Now everything is much better. There are small problems with the teeth, but this is not so important. Despite the widespread support of the society, criminals were not found. We know that there were 3 of them. They arrived by car. They left cigarette butts and fingerprints at the crime scene. We have video recordings with their faces, but the investigator does not investigate anything. On May 29, we received documents that the criminal case is going to be closed completely. We and our lawyer are certainly outraged by this decision, and we will continue to seek further investigation of the attack. After the attack on us, on our organization, other representatives of civil society were attacked in the city too. It becomes some sort of system. The police must stop it, but apparently doesn't want. I can say that we love our region, our unique nature, and still believe that we will be able to continue working in the future. We are very grateful to everyone who supported us, wrote letters, and sent money. Thank you, friends. Thank you very much from our hearts. The people united will never be defeated. El pueblo unido jamás será vencido. Thanks again, friends. With love from Russia.
Friends of the Earth International explained that activists of EWNC have been attacked in the past. In February 2014, a group of unknown masked men tried to break into the Krasnodar office of the organization. They also vandalized a car of the NWNC council member Igor Kerchensko. In September 2016, in Kuban, an unidentified man attacked EWNC and Greenpeace camps where they were working to extinguish wildfires. In both cases, police investigation failed to identify the perpetrators. In 2016, the group was declared a foreign agent, but the label was revoked in December 2017 when the government found no trace of foreign income in the group's activities. But the influence has its effect. The The foreign agent law has legitimized hate attacks against environmental and human rights activists by stigmatizing them as foreign spies. This law effectively silences civil society.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by Fowai.